bum 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 bum. Good morning, America, and welcome back to KPIX News. Me and my partner Darrell are going to be recording all the trash that we found over the past month.
First up is the trash. My name is Darrell, and I'll be reporting the trash. We found 23 storm drains, 15 pieces of plastic, 8 pieces of aluminum, 31 pieces of paper, 5 shards of glass, 19 cig buds, and 1 chunk of wood.
That is really bad, Darrell. Were the storm drains clogged?
Most of them. A lot of storm drains get clogged because of trash. Sometimes the trash doesn't get clogged up in the storm drains, and it goes to the bay, which leaks through to the Pacific Ocean.
That is really bad because all the marine wildlife, Darrell. How can we help?
Well, we can help by using the
four R's. The first R is reduce. If you use a lot of trash, how about you stop and use less or buy bigger portions of what you need? This is why, instead of buying individual portions for individual people, you can buy one big amount. That means it would reduce on the trash and the recycling. The second R, Darrell, will help.
The second R is reuse. Reuse means make old stuff into new stuff. Like old basketballs, like what can you do with that?
Well, with old basketballs, you might think that you can't use them, but you can make art. Yes, I am talking about art. Darrell, how do you think about trash art?
Trash art is very beautiful. It means you take trash and you make it into art. The third R, Xavier will explain.
The third R is recycle. This means you have to put plastic, but not just any type of plastic, because some of that plastic can go in the trash. That is flimsy plastic. Well, flimsy plastic doesn't have any meaning going into the recycling, but like cardboard and other plastic that is other than flimsy plastic could go in the recycling. So flimsy plastic can go in the trash, and you do not have to feel bad about putting flimsy plastic in the trash and about putting cardboard where it belongs in the recycling.
The last R is rot. Rot means to throw old scrappings and also any food-based material, because the FBI and insects can help the scraps and turn it into fertile ground.
That is good. Now we're going into a commercial break. Bum ba dum bum, bum ba dum bum 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 bum. The Adidas Futurecraft 4D shoes are amazing. They are the shoe of the future. It makes you run faster, turn better, and also jump higher. This is the shoe of the future, and the Adidas Futurecraft 4D is the shoe of the future, and it's from 3D printing. Now, let's give it back to KPIX. Bum ba dum bum. Bum ba dum bum 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 bum.
Now this is the KPIX News reporting all the way. Greg Xavier for sports.
Well, today, in the bottom of the sixth inning, the Dodgers are beating the Padres 13-7. This is kind of a blowout game, but still, the Padres can come back. Now, in basketball, the Warriors are playing against the Celtics and are winning 93-135 in the fourth quarter with 13:27 to go. Back to you, Darrell.
Now back to Xavier again for his treacherous trash facts.
Back with Xavier's treacherous trash facts here. And today, it's like a horoscope. Daily, today, I'm going to talk about, did you know that the amount of trash that we produce is 7 pounds? Well, that is probably not bad, but multiply that by the 65 or 11% of trash, we will get a whopping 432 pieces of plastic that is increasing by the year. This means that we have to use the three of the four R's so we can stay alive. Back to you, Darrell.
Dun, 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 dun.
This is the KPIX News with Darrell and Xavier signing out. Goodbye, everybody.